From Story Flow. News. News. The day's top 10. June 12th. From Story Flow. This is your daily audio brief for June 12th. Here are today's top 10 news stories. Let's get into it. First, from Heather Delaney Reese. Trump says, "I love the inflation," as families struggled to afford groceries. Former President Donald Trump sparked controversy after a recent interview in which he expressed enthusiasm for the current inflationary environment, a stance that has drawn sharp criticism as grocery prices climb for many American families. He argued that rising prices signal a strong economy and that consumers will ultimately benefit from higher wages and increased purchasing power, a view that clashes with the lived experience of households struggling to stretch limited budgets. Economists warned that the rhetoric ignores the reality that inflation is eroding real incomes, especially for low and middle-income earners who spend a larger share of their earnings on food and essentials. Recent data show grocery prices have risen at their fastest pace in a decade, pushing food insecurity rates higher and prompting calls for targeted relief measures. Consumer sentiment surveys indicate growing anxiety about the ability to afford basic necessities, with many respondents citing grocery costs as a primary concern. Political opponents seized on Trump's comments, framing them as tone-deaf and out of touch with ordinary Americans. Critics highlighted the disconnect between his optimistic portrayal of inflation and the tightening financial squeeze on families, suggesting the remarks could backfire for the Republican Party ahead of upcoming midterm elections. Some analysts speculated that the statement might be an attempt to rally his base by portraying inflation as a sign of economic vigor, even as broader public opinion turns increasingly negative toward rising prices. The episode underscores a broader debate over how policymakers and public figures address inflation's impact on everyday life. While some argue that temporary price spikes are a normal part of a growing economy, others contend that sustained high inflation demands concrete policy action to protect vulnerable consumers. As the cost of groceries continues to rise, the conversation is likely to remain a focal point in the political and economic discourse leading into the next election cycle. Next. Second, from Heather Delaney Reese. Trump says, "I love the inflation," as families struggle to afford groceries. President Trump responded to a question about the recent 4.2% annual inflation rate, its highest in 3 years and nearly double last year's figure, by saying he loved the numbers and the inflation itself. He later tried to claim his remarks were taken out of context, but the statement resonated as families across the country continue to face higher grocery bills, rising rents, and tighter household budgets. In the same Oval Office interview, Trump labeled his predecessors as very stupid people and asserted that the crowd at his National Mall rally was larger than the one that gathered for Martin Luther King Jr.'s historic march. He also described ongoing strikes against Iran, saying the United States had hit Iranian targets the previous day and would strike again, while shortly after expressing a wish for worldwide peace on the eve of his 80th birthday. During the press event, Trump signed the Secure America Act, a measure that allocates a substantial increase in funding for ICE and Border Patrol throughout his term. Critics argue the legislation reinforces a hardline immigration stance and provides resources for enforcement actions ahead of the upcoming midterm elections. The episode highlights the stark contrast between the president's public statements and the everyday reality of Americans coping with inflation-driven cost pressures, as well as the simultaneous rhetoric of peace and the ordering of military actions abroad. The commentary underscores concerns about policy volatility and its impact on ordinary citizens as the nation approaches the November elections. Up next, third, from Crooked Media, What a Day, Little Trump, Dumped.